Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical, underage sale prohibited. Introducing Zone Nicotine Pouches, the perfect balance of unparalleled comfort, longer-lasting flavor, and nicotine that satisfies. Whether you're zoning in during the race or zoning out after a tough day at work, Zone gets you there faster and keeps you there longer. Available in 7 flavors and in 6 and 9 milligram strengths. Find Zone at ZonePouches.com and retailers near you. Own your Zone with Zone Nicotine Pouches.
This is NASCAR Coast to Coast, brought to you by Whelan Engineering. Now, talking local, regional, and international NASCAR racing, here are Kyle Rickey and Hannah Newhouse.
It's NASCAR Coast to Coast here on the Motor Racing Network. Welcome, it is March 27th, 2019. In short track racing, heating up, we just came back from Martinsville Speedway, and Hannah Newhouse here in the Concord, North Carolina location. Kyle Rickey up in Killingly. We missed you this weekend in Martinsville, Kyle.
Had a good time. It didn't snow this year. I guess that was a good thing. And a lot of the K&N regulars from years gone by here on NASCAR Coast to Coast finding some success in the truck race on Saturday. Among them, of course, Ben Rhodes finishing in the second spot. But overall, it looked like a great weekend down there in Virginia.
Yeah, always fun to be hanging out with those kids behind stage getting ready for the truck race and knowing that I've either raced with them or followed them up through the ranks. But even though you weren't there, you got brought up in conversation a lot, went to dinner and actually got to see a pretty cool video of yours here. My first question is, did you get hit because you asked for a selfie?
No, I don't think we had selfies back then.
No? What was going on here then there, Kyle?
Well,
swing.
I've punched you twice in your lifetime now. You're about to get it a third.
Instigates it, of course.
Get out of the camera view. See, she won't punch you, me, in the camera view.
Really?
Yeah.
That's always funny. That got brought up at dinner, and I probably am half of the 14,000 views it has now.
It's like 9 years ago. And of course, I'm sure Craig brought it up because he likes to instigate that stuff.
Actually, it was not Craig. Craig was not even there. No. So if that tells you right there. But apparently short track or punches are thrown at more than just short tracks, but not the point of the show today. We've got a lot of short track racing coming up, including NASCAR K&N Pro Series West. Heads to Irwindale Speedway this up and coming weekend, where we'll talk to a driver who's made the transition from driver to crew chief, Ron Norman, a little bit later, as well as West Coast Racing heating up with two twin late model features at Tucson Speedway. And the winner, Cole Raz, picked up his first super late model feature with his teammate, Brandon Farrington. But K&N West, like we said, goes into Irwindale. I think it's going to be really hard to beat the Sunrise Ford guys at their home track, but BMR is going to give them a run for their money.
Yeah, and I think we talked about it a little bit last week with Haley Deegan. A lot of eyes, obviously, on her as the championship point leader. She picked up the race win at the dirt track at Las Vegas Motor Speedway a couple of weeks ago, and she has done a lot of testing at Irwindale the last couple of months, so she knows that place well.
She does, but you also can't count out the home track boys of Jagger Jones and Trevor Huddleston. Huddleston's got so many laps around there, track championships, state championships, and so he's now in his element with a team that he's worked with a couple times.
Absolutely. Going to be a great race. You just mentioned two more names there. Obviously, the entry list should be out here, hopefully later this afternoon. Looks like a good one. And, of course, you can watch it all on fanschoice.tv. Going to be a late night for those on the East Coast.
Yes, it is. I'd love to say that I would stay up and watch it because Irwindale Speedway, hands down, my favorite track that I've ever probably ran with the K&N West. So much fun. That half mile creates three wide racing, slide jobs on asphalt. It's just the craziest thing and actually relates a lot, like I said, to Tucson Speedway. But when we return, we'll talk to that winner, Cole Raz, from Tucson Speedway, and talk about that first win of his here on NASCAR Coast to Coast.
Whelan designs and manufactures reliable and powerful warning lights, white illumination lighting, sirens, controllers, and high-powered warning systems for automotive, aviation, and mass notification industries worldwide. Every part of every Whelan product is proudly designed and manufactured in America and is tested on site to meet the toughest industry certifications on the road, in the air, and around the world. Whelan is trusted to be seen, trusted to be heard, trusted to perform.
Is your check engine light on? Don't ignore it. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and let our professional parts people scan your vehicle for free. We'll retrieve the codes, discuss possible solutions, and even help you find a professional technician if needed. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today for our free check engine light help. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The 1993 Cup Series season was a year of triumphs.
Dale Jarrett is going to win the Daytona 500.
Nobody was talking. It was all in my hands.
And tragedies.
I remember Peter driving that truck around the track, going up the gate, leaving, and it's like, Alan's not going to be back.
Hear stories that you've never heard before in a 10-part series called The 1993 Season. 25 years later.
Dale Earnhardt wins the 1993 championship.
You can download all the shows for free on iTunes and at MRN.com. Back to NASCAR Coast to Coast, brought to you by Whelan Engineering. Here are Kyle Rickey and Hannah Newhouse.
Two teammates took the checkered flag this past weekend at Tucson Speedway, being Brandon Farrington and Cole Raz. And we're joined on the guest line by Cole Raz, the winner of that second super late model feature. Welcome to NASCAR Coast to Coast, Cole, and congratulations on that win this weekend.
Thank you very much, and thank you for having me.
It's been quite the journey for you. You started off in Legends, made that transition up to Pro Trucks. Handful of super late model starts for you now. Saw the Polish victory lap at Tucson. What was it like pulling into victory lane for that win?
It was pretty special, especially the quickie announcement was coming out the next day, or Monday morning, I should say. So I went in that weekend hoping to get that win and to do the Polish victory lap for Alan. So that was pretty special for me and my team. But it was a special moment. You know, we haven't had a lot of starts in super late model racing, and to already have this much success, it means a lot.
Cole, you finished third in race number one on Saturday night. What did you learn between that first race and the second race, say from your teammate in Brandon Farrington, who won that opening event, that you were able to apply to race number two?
For race number one, I wasn't as aggressive. I was letting people kind of push me around a little bit. And I think I needed to change that. Talking with Dustin Ash and all of those guys, they told me I got to stop being a nice guy and I needed to be aggressive on the starts. And that's what we were able to do, and it definitely worked out. But from lap one, Brandon Farrington was aggressive and taking it three wide, and that's what I was able to take away, and we both went to the front pretty quick.
Now, you mentioned there Dustin Ash, someone who you've worked closely with over the last couple of years in Legends, making that move up into stock cars. But for people who don't know on the East Coast, Dustin Ash is a very familiar name on the West Coast of developing drivers. He's worked with drivers such as Zane Smith, Riley Herbst, and Noah Gregson, who have all made NASCAR National Series starts by now. What's it like working with Dustin?
Working with Dustin, I mean, it's pretty fun. He's really humble. He's kind of a quiet guy, to be quite honest, until you get to know him. But he's kind of secretive with what he does to the car. He's, you know, he doesn't necessarily tell you what he's going to do, so you kind of got to ask him, you know, to try and learn as much as possible. But he's a very smart guy. He works with JPR a little bit, with Jerry Pitts. They're pretty good friends. And, you know, I'm definitely in good hands with, like you said, he worked with Noah, Zane, all those guys. So I'm definitely going down the right track for success. And it's just a great team to work for. It's kind of like a one-team deal with Brandon and all those guys. So it's pretty fun.
Anna mentioned a moment ago, it's been quite the journey for you in a relative short amount of time, moving up and into the super late models. What got your interest in motorsports? And then ultimately, what kind of sparked that interest in becoming a driver?
Well, my first trip to the racetrack, I was just about 3 days old with Grayson, my older brother. He was doing his first laps in a quarter midget, and I kind of just grew up at the racetrack. It's kind of funny, we joke around with it. At my age, at 16, my brother was wrapping up his last year in quarter midget, so I'm a couple years ahead of him at my time. So I say my first time really getting a car, I was about 4.5 or 5, and just right from that moment, I knew this is something I wanted to do. It's a lot of fun. The adrenaline rush is just second to none. It's just a passion that I have, and I can't let it go.
You mentioned your brother Grayson Raz there, a winner in the NASCAR Can-Am Pro Series with a win coming at All-American Speedway in Roseville. You're at the point now where you guys have been able to compete head-to-head, actually, on multiple occasions, especially at the Chili Willy at Tucson earlier in the year. You got second qualifying, you won that heat race, but I can only imagine the competitiveness between you two. What's it like racing head-to-head with your brother in a super?
It's a lot of fun. You know, we our first race together was at the Fall Classic at Vegas, but I didn't get to do too much racing around him. He was up front, and I was running about mid-pack, but he was definitely a guy I can lean on. We definitely don't give each other any space. My favorite moment from Chili Willy is we went at three, and he took my line away, and I was able to roll the top on him. But, you know, nothing really changes with us on the track. We still love each other, but we race each other like we do everybody else, if not even a little bit harder. But we race clean with each other, and it's just, you know, a good moment for both of us.
And to bounce off of Hannah's question, how has he been able to prep you in your move to the super late models?
He's really been working with me on my communication skills, just telling my crew chief what I need to do to the car, what it's not doing, whether I need to cut through the center a little bit better, get more drive off. And he's really been almost as a driver coach to me as well. So that's been a big help to me. And I wish I was able to do the same thing for him when he was growing up. But I know we can kind of bounce our heads off each other a little bit, and it's been working out.
Now, for people who don't know, you guys are based right outside of Portland, Oregon. Not a close trip to Tucson Speedway out in Arizona. Why did you guys choose this track to really develop and hone your super late model skills when you've got tracks such as Evergreen Speedway up in Washington or tracks even closer in Idaho?
I think the biggest thing was our connection with Dustin Ash. You know, racing in the bull ring, he started working with Brandon, say, our second year in Legend Cars. And he got to know the TMI group with Brad and Joanne Cornelison, and they were looking for a young driver such as myself, and I was able to get my feet wet in the pro truck, and it just kind of went from there. And, you know, we got the connection to go super late model racing, and it was actually Brandon's backup car, the 2012 Hamke that we'd run. And so it was just the smartest financial and decision for us. It was, you know, we just fly down there. We work on the car there after the race. And so it's just an amazing deal. It's a family deal for us, and it's just perfect.
You mentioned the pro truck, a handful of wins there a year ago at Tucson Speedway, so a track that you know well. How did that experience in a truck maybe help you in your performance on Saturday night with two top three finishes?
I'd say the biggest thing for me is the short races. You know, it was only in the truck. We had twin 35s or a 50-lap race, so they were pretty short races, and you had to be aggressive the whole time. And that kind of correlated actually from Legend Car racing too. You know, always got to be up on the wheel, and I think that really helped us on Saturday. Just being aggressive, like what I needed to do, and that's the biggest thing for me.
You'd mentioned earlier being a couple steps ahead of your brother. As far as moving along through the ranks, you know, quite a bit younger than him, already racing super late models, but what is the progression looking like as far as you've mentioned also a close relationship with the guys over at Jefferson Pitts Racing and JPR, where your brother and Noah both raced K&N Pro Series West for them? Is a K&N Pro Series West start in the books for you anytime soon?
We have nothing really lined up now. You know, it just comes down to sponsors, as it, you know, it does for a lot of people. But I'd love to go K&N racing anytime soon. But right now, I just want to focus on our late model team and just keep getting some wins and go after championships. But K&N racing, you know, is definitely not off the table. We just got to find sponsors for it and just go from there.
What does your schedule look like this season? Is it pretty much just going to encompass racing around Tucson, or should we expect to see you at maybe some of the other tracks over on the West Coast?
For right now, we got the full season at Tucson. I'd love to do some racing up here in the Northwest. I haven't raced in the Northwest since quarter midget, so that'd be a special moment for us. But I'd love to go run the Fall Classic again in Vegas. That was a pretty fun event for us. But right now, just Tucson racing for me.
Lots of awesome tracks up in the Northwest, including that Evergreen Speedway. You've got Spokane, Wenatchee, Yakima. Awesome short tracks all throughout the Northwest. But, Cole, congratulations on that first win, and plenty of luck to you the rest of the season.
Well, thank you very much.
There you guys go. Cole Raz on the guest line today on MRN Coast to Coast. Winner this past weekend at Tucson Speedway. But when we return, we'll talk to another Tucson driver who's made that transition from driver to crew chief in the NASCAR K&N Pro Series when we return.
Citywide to countryside, whatever you drive, wherever you go. Hercules Tires has the value, selection, and industry-leading warranty to get you there, no matter where the road takes you. To learn more, visit HerculesTire.com. Hercules Tires, ride on our strength.
Whelan designs and manufactures reliable and powerful warning lights, white illumination lighting, sirens, controllers, and high-powered warning systems for automotive, aviation, and mass notification industries worldwide. Every part of every Whelan product is proudly designed and manufactured in America and is tested on site to meet the toughest industry certifications on the road, in the air, and around the world. Whelan is trusted to be seen, trusted to be heard, trusted to perform.
You hear it every week.
Just want to thank the whole team and all our guys back in Denver. Everybody supports this team.
They're the unsung heroes of NASCAR, and their life is the pitch. This is Rocco Williams, and for 10 years, I've jacked up some of the biggest names in auto racing, and now I'm jacked to bring it all down to street level and acquaint you with the guys behind the wall and back at the shop. Join me on MRN Crew Call, presented by Money Lion, every Wednesday on MRN.com, iTunes, or wherever podcasts are found.
Back to NASCAR Coast to Coast, brought to you by Whelan Engineering. Here are Kyle Rickey and Hannah Newhouse.
The NASCAR K&M Pro Series West season now in full swing as Haley Deegan leads the points into Irwindale Speedway this weekend. But we've got on the guest line a driver, a familiar name in the NASCAR K&M Pro Series West, who's made the transition to crew chief. Ron Norman, thanks for coming on NASCAR Coast to Coast today.
Hey, how you doing, Hannah?
Doing good. Excited to get racing underway. But the topic of conversation regarding all of this is you've raced the past 4 years consistently on the K&M Pro Series West, but you're no longer behind the wheel. You're heading the crew chief efforts over at Levine Racing. What's it been like taking that step back and really making the transition as a crew chief?
Well, you know, the biggest thing was that, you know, the struggles being on the road because you raced with us for a lot of years. And a lot of the times the personnel is the hardest part, you know, so finding the right guys and people in the right places. And about a year and a half ago, Matt and I were talking about it, and we sat down in Natchez, Washington with Jefferson Pitts and some of the guys that we were working with at the time, and just thought it would make a lot of sense if I wasn't pulling double duty, working, you know, 18 hours a day at the shop and trying to race cars at the same time. And my interest was always to really learn how to work on the cars and make them go faster. So we just kind of slowly transitioned over the rest of 2017, and I only ran, what, 5 or 6 races in 2018, making that transition and putting people in the right places. So we brought in some new guys, working with Cody Vanderwall's crew chief, Jason Dickinson, and a couple of other people from their crew coming and working full-time at our shop, and really just kind of opened up a whole lot of windows for us to bring in drivers full-time. And I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a successful year, I believe.
You mentioned Cody Vanderwall joining your team from the John Wood operation from a year ago. How did that relationship with you guys come together with Cody, who's off to a great start this season with a third-place finish in Vegas?
Yeah, he ran well up there in one of our cars. And see, we put that deal together several years ago for Cody when Matt Levine and I started out with John Woods Racing, and that's how we got our start in K&N Pro Series, and we liked it so much, and the people treated us with great respect, and we really loved everybody, so we started our own team, and then it was a good place for Cody to start as well. And Jason was coming from the East Coast, and they hooked up. We rented him a shop here in Tucson right next to our shop, so we had two K&N teams in the same town on the same property. So it made a lot of sense because Cody had done a lot of racing in Tucson and a lot of racing in Denver, one of my other favorite short tracks besides Tucson Speedway. And so we were spending a lot of time together as it was, so it made sense for him to be close by. And then we, over the year last year, we talked about putting together a program to have him race for us. So that's kind of how that all came together.
And the NASCAR K&M Pro Series West really is a big family. It's a great group of people out there that consistently run together. So it's always fun to get back out there and hang out with you guys. But last year you guys had Sheldon Creed behind the wheel at Vegas. Obviously a very successful run for him out there capturing that win. Now you've got Cody Vanderwall behind the wheel. And I saw in a NASCAR Home Tracks article that you and Matt, like you said, had sat down and said, how can we create this team and really do a business model? What's it been like working with these young drivers, you know, as a crew chief and really a driver coach as well?
Yeah, that's the cool part is I did a lot of development stuff here in Tucson with some younger drivers over the years and built a really successful team with a guy called Tucson Motorsports Incorporated. Now they're off and running, and they have guys like Dustin Ash, crew chief, and for them, and championship drivers left and right, winning races all the time, and I'm proud to be a part of that. But so when we get to work with guys like Sheldon, who he's, you know, if you've ever been around him, he's super quiet. He's a different kind of animal, and he doesn't need a lot of babysitting, but he just needs encouragement. He's a great driver. I think he's already got in mind what he wants to do, and it's just your job to help him get there. So, and Cody, on the other hand, is very open and happy-go-lucky, and we do spend a lot of time talking about the cars, and but he's really good at giving feedback and understanding, and Jason and him put together a kind of a way to communicate over the last year and a half. So it's been real easy. These kids are eager, and they want to win races, and they know the cars well enough to get in and give us the good information. So it works real well.
You've been around the K&N Pro Series West Series a number of years now. How do you see the overall health of the series moving into the 2019 season with the amount of teams that you expect at the track week to week and obviously a very diverse schedule this year as well?
Well, it is diverse, and we starting out with Vegas was the toughest one of the year, so we got that out of the way. And it's not that it's so hard of a race, but it's tough to prepare for it. We literally dismantle the cars and have to, and the car is really just trashed afterwards. But so that car is put aside now, and we're thinking forward towards Irwindale this weekend. And we're hoping for a good field every week. I know they love 24, 26 cars at every track, and some of the short tracks, it's a struggle because of the travel. We're looking forward to having a good field every single weekend. And we're bringing, you know, 2 to 3 cars to every racetrack. And we'll have 4 in Tucson. And we've already got 4 scheduled for Sonoma, you know. So we're doing our part to bring as many cars to every track as we can. And then NASCAR is always calling and asking, you know, how many we got and if we got any more coming. But I know what they're trying to do. So we're hoping that all the other teams will do the same and put a young driver in the car for a race or two here or there and give some people some opportunities. Sometimes we'll take a hit on the financial side just to give somebody a chance to go out and showcase their talents a little bit, and then that'll give them a chance to work towards maybe some sponsorship down the road.
It was always funny seeing at the Vegas dirt track all the old steel and composite bodies because, like you said, it's so hard to repair, and you just know they're going to get a lot of wear and tear. So seeing those old composite-style bodies on the K&N cars at the dirt track was really funny to see. But you mentioned there you guys have a couple races lined up where you're going to have multiple cars giving drivers a chance. And I'd read recently that you guys have Austin Tom of Oregon that recently tested for you guys. How did that test go, and can we maybe expect to see him on a driver lineup sometime soon?
Yeah, Austin came down, and he's going to run most of a full season at Tucson Speedway in the super late models. They ran the Chili Willy race in January. We hit it off real well with the family, and Jason Dickinson is good friends with the family, all of them being from Oregon. So it made sense for them to come race for Levine Racing. He's going to do 6 races. He's starting. He's not going to run Irwindale this weekend, which we had originally said he was, but he's going to start his first K&N race. It's going to be Tucson, and then Sonoma and Iowa and on down the line from there, and pick and choose a few short tracks. I'm sure he'll do his home track at Roseburg. But, yeah, he's a great driver. We had a real good test last week with him. Him and Cody, you know, side by side on the track, you know, working with both drivers, they both had a great amount of talent. And Austin was great to work with. He's really hard on himself, and I like that. And he listened really well. And, you know, it's hard to come out of a late model and jump in a K&N car, as you know, as you did it, and be fast right out of the box. But he was super smooth. He did a great job, and always pushed himself to do better. So I liked him a lot.
Now, we see your name pop up in a super late model roster every once in a while. How much racing will you do on the West Coast this year in a super late model?
Yeah, because so for this particular endeavor, I'm not hanging up the helmet forever. I do love to race, and it is my number one passion. And so I destroyed my car in the Chili Willy, got caught up in somebody else's broken oil line or something, and that car is now in the back of my mind, but I have a brand new Hamke I'm putting together, and with the help of some of my crew guys in the evening time and on our spare time, I'll be back out there towards the end of the summer and try to run four or five races this year and get ready for the Turkey Shootout and the Chili Willy for 2020. And I've put some wins. I've got a win streak of 21 straight years or 22 straight years at Tucson Speedway. So I've got to keep that going until I don't feel like racing anymore, which is probably going to be quite a while. So
I always love when I get a text message that pops up on my phone, and it's you and my dad that always end up hanging out together at a racetrack. I'm like, well, Ron and my dad found each other somewhere.
Yeah, I keep track of him, and he keeps track of me. But, you know, your dad is one of those classy racers that no matter where we're at on the racetrack or which racetrack we're running at, you can run door-to-door with them all day and all night long and have a good time and come out with a smile on our faces. And we have a lot of respect for him over the years and saw how he helped you over the years. And, you know, we've seen you since you were just young enough barely to get in the cars. So I really like
years
him.
Ago.
Yeah, it was not too long ago, but I mean, but John's been racing a long time, and he put a lot of effort into his kids and really like him and respect him. A lot of fun.
Yeah, I've been blowing his phone up trying to figure out my off weekends to get back behind the wheel of a super, but it always seems to be that work finds its way over the weekends too, but I still work at a racetrack, so I cannot complain there. But awesome, Ron. Well, thank you so much for coming on here. Good luck this weekend at Irwindale Speedway and the continuation of the rest of the season as well.
Yeah, thank you, and I appreciate you guys getting a hold of me, and you know, lots of luck for your stories this year. But your dad did post an old video of you racing at Irwindale on Facebook today that I saw. So it was pretty impressive run. And I think I was in 10th or 11th and you were up there charging to the front. So it was a good run. And thank you for having us and Levine Racing and everybody that's involved.
Yeah, it was definitely nostalgic looking at that. Made me get that itch again to get back behind the wheel. But again, Ron Norman on the guest line with us this up and coming weekend, Kane and West. We'll take to Irwindale Speedway, and you can find Ron and Matt Levine having a couple entries in the field. But when we return, we'll tell you what to look forward to this up and coming weekend and where you can find racing at short tracks near you and who took the victory this past weekend on NASCAR Coast to Coast.
Whelan designs and manufactures reliable and powerful warning lights, white illumination lighting, sirens, controllers, and high-powered warning systems for automotive, aviation, and mass notification industries worldwide. Every part of every Whelan product is proudly designed and manufactured in America and is tested on site to meet the toughest industry certifications. On the road, in the air, and around the world, Whelan is trusted to be seen, trusted to be heard, trusted to perform.
Springtime means yard work and lots of it. So when it's time to replace the battery in your riding lawnmower or tractor, let O'Reilly Auto Parts help. The professional parts people will help you find just the right Superstart lawn and garden battery to make sure your mower starts over and over again. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Wings Nation, your go-to for Wayne Sprint Car Talk, news and information. Find all the episodes of Wing Nation on your favorite podcast platforms. Steve Post, Ashley Stremme, and Aaron Evernham. Go in-depth with the race winners and personalities from dirt tracks all across America. Like Wing Nation on Facebook. Follow Wing Nation on Twitter. You'll get stories and information and live broadcasts of Wing Nation shows from some of the top dirt tracks in the nation. Wing Nation, your home for Wing Sprint Cars.
Back to NASCAR Coast to Coast, brought to you by Whelan Engineering. Here are Kyle Rickey and Hannah Newhouse.
With weather finally cooperating and Mother Nature playing on our side a little bit, short tracks all over the country continue to open up, and a couple more drivers found their way into victory lane this past weekend.
Yeah, Kingsport Speedway, Hannah, opened up this past weekend. Kress Van Dyke led wire to wire to lead all 60 laps of their season opening late model feature event. Greenville Pickett Speedway also ran. Austin Somero picked up the late model feature win over Taylor Satterfield and Trey Gibson. They're back in action this weekend down in South Carolina featuring the limited late models. Kern County Speedway back in action this past Saturday night with the Modifieds headlining their twin features. That'll be this coming Saturday night. Jim Coffey is the point leader. And also opening up for the dirt fans out there, Grandview Speedway in Pennsylvania, they will have an open practice session for their season opener in about a week and a half on April 7th, the Bruce Rogers Memorial, the big block Modifieds, and the small block Modifieds.
Speaking of Modifieds, the NASCAR Wheel and Modified Tour rolls into South Boston Speedway this up-and-coming weekend, and they've had a full day of racing on schedule, including a late model feature as well, and Doug Coby rolls in on top, but Bontenier and Solomito are really looking for some redemption after Myrtle Beach.
33 entries. It's going to be a great field, and it's been a long time since the Northern Modifieds ran at South Boston Speedway way back in 2001 when Jerry Marquis took the checkered flag. None of the regulars in today's field or this Saturday night's field were in that race, so it's going to be almost a brand new racetrack to a lot of these drivers, many of which did not run when the Southern Modifieds raced there.
Yeah, if you get a chance and you're in the area, definitely go to South Boston this weekend. Will be a great day full of racing. Weather's supposed to be nice, but we mentioned earlier, K&M Pro Series West heads to Irwindale for their second race of the season. K&M Pro Series East is off as they will be back in action next week at Bristol. And Kyle, I will see you this weekend at Texas for the truck race.
We're going truck racing Friday night here on the Motor Racing Network. It's going to be fun. I look forward to working with you once again on the pit lane. It's going to be a good time.
Always a good time, and I hope my tweet about you no longer taking selfies doesn't affect you at all this weekend. So I guess it was a joke, fake news. So everyone's good for Kyle. Yeah, if Kyle comes to you for a selfie, I apologize. It was fake news. All right, well, there you guys have it. Lots going on this up-and-coming weekend here on NASCAR Coast to Coast. For producers Craig Moore and Brian Yeswich, Kyle Ricci, and Hannah Newhouse, we'll see you next week on NASCAR Coast to Coast.
NASCAR Coast to Coast has been brought to you by Whelan Engineering. For more NASCAR Coast to Coast episodes, go to MRN.com or your favorite podcast provider. NASCAR Coast to Coast is a production of the Motor Racing Network. All rights reserved.